Hi, occupational therapy students, and thank you for joining Pass the OT. In today's audio recording, I'm going to show you how to use our course. And so by signing up with Pass the OT, you have already taken a step closer to passing this exam. So congratulations on making that progress. So unlike other study prep programs, which are overwhelming, overly complicated, too easy, or outdated, our program is structured, provides multiple methods to learning complex topics, and is always being updated. Pass OT has helped over 2,000 students and has a 90% passing rate. We have developed a simple structure to help you pass the OT exam, so this will be the last time you have to take this test. All the important topics that you will find on this exam are broken down into 8 modules. So depending on your previous score, 1 or 2 modules per week. So let's go over a few different scenarios. If you are a first-time test taker and repeat test taker who scored under 420, this is maybe what we suggest. So we would recommend that you work with our program for 8 weeks. We recommend studying 1 module per week and studying between 4 to 8 hours per day, 6 days a week. So below, I'm going to discuss a suggested schedule. So let's say day 1, 2, and 3, we want you to absorb all the content of the module you are studying. So let's say you're going over module 1. In those first 3 days, I want you to read all the past OT worksheets, listen to the audio recordings, and watch the videos posted. So you really want to become an expert at those topics. So if you want to cross-reference other material, you certainly can do so, but make sure you follow along with the schedule. And then on day 4, you want to take the time pass OT test. So really want to focus on mimicking the actual exam. So that's why taking a time test is so helpful. So your goal is to achieve a 75% to 80% on the exam. And after you take the test, we want you only to review your answers that you got wrong or the topics you were confused about. So remember, if you got something wrong, so that would simply be like a waste of time. So then on day 5, you would work with a past OT tutor to discuss any questions that you got wrong or areas of weakness. And the tutor will test your critical thinking and go over interventions to make sure you know all the important material for that module. So on day 6, we want to make sure that you're really ready, you know, everything in that module. You want to refresh any material that you're still confused about, and then that next week you can move on to module 2. So something to keep in mind, so let's say if certain modules are more difficult for you, such as hands and splints, then you may want to study more hours that week or have an additional tutoring session. If you're working with a if you're working on a module that maybe comes more easily to you, like let's say pediatrics, if you had a fieldwork level 2 in that area and it comes really easily to you, you can put in less number of hours that day. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. So remember, you want to score about 75 to 80% before moving on to the next module. So if you, let's say, got a 440 score or you want to take your test in 4 weeks, you can simply just double up on the modules. So you can do 2 modules in 1 week. Therefore, you'd be ready for your exam in week 4. So you'd split it up. So the first 3 days would be module 1. The next 3 days would be module 2. So if you have any questions, you can always let me know, but that's a really nice, planned schedule for you. So let me explain the reason why Pass the OT works. So many students study for the OT exam by taking as many practice questions as possible, and we believe it is important to become an expert on each topic and then take a test on that topic to really reflect your abilities. Many students like to spend time reviewing all the content. However, we recommend going over information that you don't know or are getting wrong, that you keep getting wrong. If you are starting to read something that you know very well, as I said before, skip it and simply move on. So we don't want you to waste your time on things you already know. So Focus on the areas that are difficult for you. You can always jot down or make a flashcard of the material you need help remembering. So if you feel you're weak in a specific area, such as spinal cord injury, you may want to volunteer at a spinal cord injury clinic for a day of observation, or just really watch some videos to help you improve in that area. And so by seeing a C6 spinal cord injury patient and observing their daily routines or looking at interventions for someone in that, in that way, you will better understand the diagnosis, and this concrete experience will support clinical reasoning when answering questions on the exam. So let's go over practice tests. It is helpful to become comfortable with reading an exam question, identifying the stem of a question, and synthesizing the information to determine the best answer. I recommend scheduling one day to take a test and the next day to review your answers. If you don't have time to answer 100 questions, try to complete at least 50. Or if you're taking 50, take a break right after that. You can always come back to it. So by taking these tests, you are learning what areas you need to prioritize and the style of the test question. So rather than focusing on your score, focus on what you know and what you don't know. And reviewing your answers is one of the most important details when studying for this exam. So focus and pay attention to why your answer was wrong. What are these questions telling you? So specific material you don't know, we really want to focus on. So pay attention to the precautions, the diagnosis, the equipment, practice domains you may be unfamiliar with, faulty reasoning, or maybe you're second guessing, not taking enough time or taking too much time. Some people change their answers and they go against their first instinct. So I'm a big believer in putting, marking down an answer and not coming back to it unless you're 90% sure you chose the wrong answer. So try to be mindful, try to be focused, try to spend about 2 to 3 minutes per question. Write it down on your whiteboard if a question is really bothering you or boggling your mind, but just do your best you can. Pay attention to your first instinct. Also pay attention to those study environments or minimize distractions. So we want to create a study environment that is free of email, internet, phone, and or other distractions. So set aside a specific area for study, whether it is in your entire room, your desk, or kitchen table, and study there most of the time. If you are tempted to go online or like Facebook or Instagram or try to procrastinate, tell yourself you can do that at your next break. So maybe give yourself a time frame, like in 1 hour or at 2 p.m., something like that. So if you're really tired or not focused on studying, take a break by changing your environment. Maybe you want to go take a walk, take a bike ride, get some exercise, get some fresh air, or listen to a past OT audio recording while taking a walk. So that one might be really helpful. We also want to make sure we're mimicking testing conditions. So as you work through practice questions, try to mimic the test conditions by taking those time tests and not consulting your notes or practicing your test strategy. So take the test questions throughout, and then only review your answers at the end. So another thing to keep in mind through this process is to know what kind of learner are you. So play to your strengths and address your weaknesses. So think about what type of learner you are. So if you're a visual learner, you may prefer using charts, pictures, diagrams, or watching videos. You might be most comfortable focusing on pictures and watching videos, as I said. If you're a verbal learner, you may prefer learning from words, whether you're written or spoken, and you might find repeating the words out loud or recording yourself explaining the topic very useful. If you're an auditory learner and you prefer listening over reading or watching, these audio recordings may be very useful for you. Another idea might include putting along music to help you study. If you're kinesthetic or a tactile learner and you tend to prefer a more physical style of learning, you may want to write your notes out or write them over and over or even type them out. That might help you to reinforce it. Also, if you're practicing range of motion or, different body scans, you can maybe you can write them on your body to mimic like those splints or different hand injuries. So throughout this process, we want to really make sure that you are eating, sleeping, and exercising. And I think of it as like a marathon. So we really want to prepare your mind, body, and mental focus for this marathon of the exam. So research states that ginkgo biloba, mango fish oils, and blueberries can also help with focus, clarity, and mental stamina. And also, if you sleep at least 6 to 8 hours every night, this will help create mindfulness so you don't make careless mistakes or second guess your answers. Exercising at least 3 times a week or doing some sort of physical movement can help get rid of test anxiety. So some yoga poses to practice maybe are tree seated, arm stretching, seated twists, legs on the wall, or forward bends, and just simply breathing for 5 to 7 breaths before a test or before you sit down to study can also really help. After working with so many students, I've realized that a lot of students have some test anxiety, especially if they've taken the test before or they have a job lined up. So if you have test anxiety, a brain dump exercise could be useful. And this could be done by taking out a piece of paper or typing a Word document on how you feel, where you are, how your body feels, or other thoughts that your brain is holding. And this brain dump will help to clear out all the tasks and commitments that occupy the brain and limit its capacity. And then you want to find a quiet place to focus your attention on your breath or an object. We also have a guided meditation that you can find on our website as well, and a lot of students find that useful. If you haven't passed exam yet, you might want to show extra kindness to yourself. So in fact, research shows it's a powerful source of strength, coping, and resilience. In fact, it may be one of the most powerful sources always available to us. So we seem to think that being stoic or self-punishing in the face of disappointment or failure is a superior demonstration of emotional strength. But the sad fact is, by emotionally shutting down or denying disappointment and failure, we tend to get stuck there. So we really want to focus more on kindness, self-compassion, reading positive quotes, being around people who are, you know, supportive along this way in our journey. And here we go into tutoring. So why a past OT tutor is better than studying on your own. When you're studying with a past OT tutor, there's a higher chance that topics or questions you are uncertain will be discussed. As annoying or embarrassing this might be for test purposes, it is better to focus on your areas of weaknesses than on your stronger ones. And this way, there will be much lower probability the exam will catch you off guard. It is often quite difficult to understand every part of the OT exam, and so by working with a past OT tutor, there is an expert ready to help you understand parts you've missed or help you fill in the gaps. And tutoring will help promote critical thinking through new questions, explanations within discussions and debates. Thus, a tutoring session will ensure a much deeper learning of the material. And when you are alone, the temptation to procrastinate is incomparably larger compared to working with a tutor. A tutor will hold you accountable, provide you a task to study after session, and make sure you study efficiently and effectively. While you study and, you know, studying throughout the day can be very exhausting, so sometimes you want to just simply relax at the end of the day with a good movie. We have a great movie list that we recommend, such as like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Notebook, A Trip to Beyond, Soul Food, Tuesdays with Maury, Diving Bell and the Butterfly, My Left Foot, just to give you some examples. And this will really help to solidify some of the more difficult information. And you can definitely find this movie list in Module 1. Accommodations. Some students definitely need accommodations. You can request it if you have a physical or learning disability and need an accommodation such as extra time or special equipment to take the test. Try to do so, and that will definitely help you out. So there's lots of great more tips we can help you with. Feel free to send us a chat message or work with one of our tutors. We're definitely here to help you along the way.